I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is an opportunity for us to reflect on the gospel, to treasure the gospel together as believers in Jesus, to say, I'm thankful for the gift, but I recognize what it cost. A gift comes at no charge to me. I'm not asked to earn it. I'm not asked to pay for it. I'm simply asked to receive it. But a gift comes at infinite cost to the giver. Jesus' body was broken. Jesus, God from all eternity, the only Son of God, became human, was not human, took on our flesh so that he could stand in my place, in your place, die the death I deserve, pay the price, endure the wrath of his Father against my sin, against your sin, so that today we could be welcomed into his presence. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken. We have juice that pictures Jesus' blood poured out on the cross for my sins, for your sins. This is a gift. This is something we receive by faith. If you're a sinner, and if you think you're not, I'd like to talk to you. But if you're a sinner and you recognize what you deserve standing before a holy God, and you simply say, I don't want what I deserve. I'd love a gift I don't deserve. I'd love mercy. My debt canceled. I'd love the free gift of righteousness, clothed in perfect righteousness, not my own, Jesus' righteousness. Simply come to him and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Would you give me a gift I don't deserve? Would you forgive because of what Jesus did on the cross? Would you wash me clean and make me new? And make me yours. I want to belong to you. If you're a believer in Jesus, take bread, take juice, hold that in your hand. Reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll give him thanks together, and we'll take that together as a picture of our unity as the body of Christ. Jesus, what an infinite treasure we hold in our hands. Simple, everyday kinds of things, bread and juice. But they point us. They point us to you. They point us back to the cross. They point us forward to our future with you. That we can enjoy the death of the upright. Not because we are, but because we've been forgiven, washed clean, made new, made upright, justified, declared not guilty, clothed in your righteousness. What an amazing truth, gospel truth, good news for sinners, that we don't have to clean ourselves up. You're so much better at that than we are. Continue your work of sanctification, transformation in us. Make us more like Jesus. We receive a good gift from your hand, a gospel gift, and we say thank you. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. Jesus' blood poured out to wash sinners clean, to make us new inside. Drink.